Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The debate last night in Cleveland, Ohio. Biden faces down raging Trump in chaotic debate. At one point, Joe Biden told, says CNN, a raging President Donald Trump to shut up. Your thoughts in general on the debate last night?
Well, it's not only my thoughts. It's the polling that is showing that Joe Biden was a massive winner in this debate with Trump. Trump pulled his usual stuff. He interrupted. He argued with Chris Wallace, a Fox fixture, and said that he was basically on the other guy's side. Wallace? No. Wallace was the moderator. So obviously Trump went into this thinking that if he could get Biden to lose his cool, he would win. Biden, for his part, did what he had to do. He let him have it on several occasions, and he did not lose it. And as a result, Trump, according to all the polling that has been done, lost this debate. Because Americans are funny that way. They want to know about winners and losers. The polling at CNN and the national polling and other places have shown a wide disparity of people who thought that Trump was a loser in this debate. I think people really understand who this guy is now in a way that they never did before. On the other hand, anywhere from 20 to 30-something% of Americans still believe in Trump. That, of course, tells us a little bit about how America is divided and why it is so scary. Nevertheless, it looks to me, if there's going to be a fair election, based on what we're seeing, based on Trump's behavior during this time, and based on Biden's response and his ability to go forward without losing it, that he's going to win, that Biden will win.
Then there was the issue of the Proud Boys. The president was, as you point out, attacking Wallace, saying it was the left that was causing all the problems, not the right. And he said, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa on the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing problem. He went on to talk about his supporters and telling his supporters to watch people at the polls, watch very carefully. That seemed ominous.
Well, it did. Look, we know a few things. We now know, because the New York Times reporting on Trump's income, that he's in desperate shape. We know Trump did not do what he should have done to alleviate the COVID menace. And we know that he lied to the American people. He knew it way earlier, and he kept denying it. So Trump looks like a man out of control and a bully, which he is. And, you know, what we're going to see now is the blowback from this. The way in which the American people perceive that debate is terribly important in terms of how they vote, because people are already voting. And it does appear that Trump was a big loser in this. And one more thing here, David. The idea that a president of the United States would basically side with, either one way or the other, those radical right groups who espouse violence and who are coming down on the side of those who call for racial injustice, that is really something.
Wolf Blitzer of CNN said last night he guessed that there probably wouldn't be any more debates after this one. What do you think about that?
Well, the Biden people have already said we're going to have more debates. Look, if you go into a tennis match and one person is seen as losing and loses the match, why wouldn't you go into a second one? It's all good for Biden. It's not good for Trump. People know him for what he is now. It's possible that Blitzer's right that Biden will not go into a second debate. He would be smart to say, I'll go in, but there has to be an adherence to the rules. And Trump will say yes, and then he'll go in and he'll behave just as badly as he did this time. There's no sense for Trump to behave in these, because if he does, he loses. He knows that. So he has to throw basically a Molotov cocktail, and I don't mean that physically, but in terms of what it represents, into the debate. And every time he does that, he'll lose.
Of course, he went on about the election and wanting his people to vote on election night, and that people want to know the answer on election night. Another sort of hint that he won't accept the ballots, the absentees and the mail-ins that come in. And there was an exchange over that last night.
Well, yeah, that's the most dangerous thing, David, about this whole thing. That Trump will interfere in the peaceful transference of power, that he will rig the election. He keeps talking about rigging. In psychology, we call this projection. It means you put onto somebody what you're going to do. And that is the scariest thing about Trump. Because when that happens, Then you have how the communists came to power in Russia or the Hitlerites came to power in Germany. That's what we have to watch out for now. And Trump has so much to lose, all this debt, everything else, that if, in fact, he can't stay as president, he really is going to face some very serious charges, in my opinion.
Did you see the story, Alan, about the nearly 100,000 defective absentee ballots sent to New York City voters? That was something. People were opening their ballots and the return envelopes were for somebody else.
Well, this is not right. And one can only feel that when something like that happens, something has occurred that doesn't compute. And I'm holding back until I hear the follow-up on how that happened. But it's disgraceful. And whether or not the mayor, de Blasio, had anything to do with it, he's in charge over there, or whether it was just a simple mistake or error, it's unconscionable. That's why people have these jobs, and they're supposed to do them right. And everybody knows that at this stage, Trump's out there and will see this as an assist in his calling the elections rigged.
Alan, could we end up with another presidential election decided by the Supreme Court?
Oh, absolutely. You already heard the President of the United States talking about why the Supreme Court judge is so important to him, this appointment, because he's going to need her. And she should, of course, disqualify herself from ruling on this. But he wants her in there as fast as he can possibly get her, because he's going to use the judicial process. And we know that if she's installed, it's going to be 6-3 on that court. And we know that there is nothing that he won't do in order to stay president.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.